Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, a show all about the cities we live in. This week we head to Finnish Lapland, a region that has gained worldwide reputation as the home of Father Christmas. Well, Monocle's own Finn, Marcus Hippie, invites us aboard his sleigh for a trip to Rovaniemi to see what life is like in a town where it's Christmas all year round.
The story of Rovaniemi is an unlikely one. Just 75 years ago, there was not much left of the city after German soldiers had almost completely destroyed it when withdrawing from Lapland in the tumultuous Second World War. Rebuilding Rovaniemi was a huge project, and Finland decided to use some of the best talent to recreate the city, known as the capital of Lapland. And who else would get the top job than Alvar Aalto, Finland's prominent architect and designer. Even today you can see his handwork in many buildings in Rovaniemi and also in the way the city plan has been designed. On maps it actually resembles a reindeer's head. The city center is the head itself, the city stadium and playfield the reindeer's eye, and roads leading north, west and south its horns. After the rebuilding period, Rovaniemi was still a sleepy town, but in 1950 things suddenly changed. The city officials received a message from Helsinki informing them of a special guest who would be popping by soon. No other than Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, widow of the former president of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, was on her way to pay a visit to see Lapland and the post-war reconstruction of Rovaniemi. Stories tell that a slight panic followed in Rovaniemi. Roosevelt would be arriving in just a matter of days and the officials would really have to try to come up with something special to show her. The solution was to build a cabin right on the Arctic Circle, about 10 kilometers north from the city center. Who knows, maybe this would impress the former First Lady of the US and give Rovaniemi worldwide fame. The visit didn't instantly catapult Rovaniemi into a globally renowned holiday destination, but the number of visitors began to grow steadily and over the years, local entrepreneurs added more sites around the cabin, also branding the destination as Santa Claus's official home. And this is how Santa Claus Village was born, and Rovaniemi became a city where it's Christmas all year round. No matter which time of the year it is, when you go to Santa's Village, you are faced with Christmas songs, Santa's little helpers busy working at the village's own post office, reindeer, and obviously Santa's grotto where you can go and meet him in person. Of course it all sounds a little bit tacky, but a lot of money has been spent in the experience, and it is impressive and children in particular love it. Anyone who goes into Santa's grotto can't deny that he is a charming old gentleman who, rumors say, has been trained to speak the basics of a dozen or so languages. What about the local residents then? You rarely hear anyone speak against Santa here. So important has the tourism industry become for the city. As for today, this distant corner has become one of Finland's top destinations. Visitors from China, Germany, Britain, America and India flock in to get a glimpse of Santa and his reindeer. Meanwhile, Rovaniemi has become one of Finland's busiest airports. There are numerous direct flights not only from Helsinki, but also from London, Zurich and Istanbul. Every now and then rumors emerge that the Chinese would also soon open a direct route to Lapland. The locals benefit from more jobs and from a more interesting crowd in Rovaniemi's bars and restaurants, where you can nowadays come across anyone from a Lapland reindeer herder to a London-based graphic designer to American television stars on a filming trip. And when Christmas gets too much, just lift up your eyes to the sky, something that excites the locals almost as much as the visitors are Northern Lights. You often see them, and many locals are now equipped with a smartphone app that alerts them when Aurora Borealis hits the sky. You can follow their example, just be careful not to slip on ice when you are staring up.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Marcus Hippie for today's festive episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.